Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. Well, we're here in the Plain Talk cockpit, Sun and Fun 2024, in one of the coolest booths, I think, here at Sun and Fun. Only because I'm a watch addict myself. Please don't tell anyone, especially the folks at Transport Canada or the FAA. We're in the Abington watch booth with the founder, Abington Mullen. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Super. And welcome to the Plain Talk cockpit.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. So some very cool watches. What made you decide to get into the watch business?
I know there's a lot of shiny here, so I understand why you stammered.
A lot of bling.
Yes, it's very distracting. I get it. Well, I did it because I was looking for a pilot's watch when I got my private pilot rating back in 2006.
Wow, 2000 mm-hmm. is how many hours?
How many hours did I get my private in?
No, how many hours do you have in the logbook?
Oh, today?
Yeah.
I'm over 4,000, about 80 different airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
4,000? I ferry airplanes, I flew for the airlines, did corporate.
Oh, my God.
Yep, flight instructed, all the fun stuff.
Outside of the watches, I mean, you must have some fabulous ferry pilot stories.
Oh, that'll be a different episode, but yes.
In a male-dominated industry, I have the same problem. I'm a small in stature person with thin wrists. And that's always been a challenge for me personally, and I take it for you as well.
Definitely. When I was looking for pilot's watches, they were only making things in very, very large sizes that just looked like a spare tire hanging off my wrist. So I needed something that was smaller, but something that I could also be comfortable flying in the cockpit with.
Wow, and you decided to solve this problem by founding a wonderful aviation-focused watch company.
Turned out a lot of other women felt the same way that I did. So when I found that out, I started researching how to make a watch.
Amazing.
And 11 months later started a company.
Wow. And you've been around 17 years now?
17 years.
Wow. If you don't mind me asking, and I promise not to tell a single soul.
Okay.
How many watches have you delivered in 17 years?
I think, you know, I just got this question recently. I want to say we're over 10,000 right now.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing. And the designs are so interesting and innovative. Tell us where your watches are made and whose movements.
Sure. So we use Swiss, Japanese, and American movements. We use Ronda, Miyota, and then AmeriQuartz out of Phoenix. All of our final assembly is done in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we now have, outside of the aviation watches that we started with, dive watches, automotive watches. We sell in the military exchanges and on Macy's.
Oh,
we
wow.
debuted a watch for Formula One last year because it was in Vegas. So we've really expanded.
Let's talk a little bit about how the watches are designed.
So it's my favorite part of the company, because I have my customers design them. I have people who come up to us at the booth. That's one of the reasons why I love being at Sun and Fun. It's because some people will come up and say, oh, do you have anything that has three time zones? Or do you have something that can, you know, be anti-reflective because I get in the water and I don't want wildlife to come up? So we really listen to customers and to people on our newsletter and follow us on social media. And then what we do is we take those ideas and then we build watches with them.
And I think we should mention that they're really not gender biased per se.
No. A watch on a man's wrist is a man's watch, and a watch on a woman's wrist is a woman's watch.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And really it's just color, form, fit, and function.
Exactly.
I understand you had an interesting event recently at Macy's.
Yes, and this just warms my heart. Macy's invited me last month for Women's History Month to be on their live And I got to talk about the Wasp Watch. And this is a watch that we debuted last year at the Wasp Homecoming in Texas. But here at Sun & Fun, we are debuting a new color for it. And the Wasp Watch is a watch that is made in honor of the women Air Force service pilots from World War II. So where most of the brands that are featured in Macy's have all these celebrities and ambassadors and famous people that we all recognize in the movies, ambassadoring, I guess that's a word?
Yeah,
sure,
close
we'll go with
sure.
it. Wearing their watches, I got to promote the Wasp to the Macy's customer and aviators like you and I.
So I promise not to tell a soul. Mm-hmm. What's on the horizon at Abington?
The sky is not the limit. We can go beyond that now. So I want to release some things for the medical and first responder field.
Wow, okay.
And then I'd also like to get into some space functions and different watches. So
we can see you got your watches as standard equipment for the SpaceX astronaut launches.
Absolutely.
Well, that'd be amazing. And perhaps joining the heady historical ranks of Omega on the Apollo sitting on the moon.
Exactly.
Well, I really thank you so much, Abington, for being part of the Plane Talk cockpit. Any final words for our audience?
Check us out online. Definitely follow us on social media. We're on everything from TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. If you're at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, pick up a watch over there. They're one of our retailers.
Wow.
And then definitely, if you're a part of the military, please use your military discount and shop on shopmyexchange.com.
Again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.